here on Daf Mendalet Amid Beis. We are starting a very difficult sugya. Zokte Gemara Itma Ktana Sheniskatsho Sheloi Lodas Avio. So Rashi says, what is the case speaking about? Loi Oma Lo Avio Lekablo. Our father never told her to be mekabel the kedushin. V'lo yoda, and when she was mekabel them, the kedushin, he was unaware. U'bektana hakel moidim she'ein kedusheho kedushin she'loi ledaitoi. Everyone agrees. Yira machlekes by a nairo, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if we say, according to the Tanakame, that we say k'machleikis begeirishin kach machleikis bekedushin, and I say he v'avio amekabel kedushin. So that Reish Lakish was speaking about a gedoila, and Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik by a gedoila, and he holds avio v'loihi because she's mafkas atzma mershus avio. But since you need das, in the ikir das is the das of the of. But that was a machlekes by a nairo sheniskatsha. But a ktano, there's no machlekes. Hakel moidim shein kedusher kedushin sheloi ledaitoi. Without the das of, there's nothing what to speak about. And she was niskadish sheloi ledas of you. Omar Shmuel, Tzricha Get, U Tzricha Mir. So Rashi says, Tzricha Get, U Tzricha Mir, Kedi Omar Taimel Lekameh, the Gemara will later explain the reason for this combination of Get and Mir. Omar Kalne, so Kalne heard this memra of Shmuel, Dvorim Begav, there's this memra, there's a lot to speak about. There's a lot of difficulties on this memra. Im get lama miyun, im miyun lama get. That means we know there is a concept of chazalwa mesakin for a yisayma, that there's a kedushin darabonon, she married herself off, or her brothers, her sisters, or her mother married her off. So there's a kedushin darabonon that if she's memayin in the issues, so she becomes oisayshisi, she's like the issues l'mafreya. But over here we're combining these two in yonim, you need miyun plus get, that he didn't understand. Im get loma miyun, im miyun loma get. What does Rashi say? Oma karna dvorim begav. Kach oma karna. Yesh dvorim, this much what to speak about. Beseich dover ze. And this memra, if Shmuel said such a memra, klaima yesh tshuva v'teima v'divrei Shmuel. If Shmuel ever said such a thing, there's a lot to speak about. How could we have such a halacha, a combination of get and miyun? In get lama miyin, in miyin lama get. Amrulei, so the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash told him, ha mar ukve ubeidinei bekafri. So what does Rashi say? Amrulei b'nei Beis HaMedrash lekarne. That means Karno is saying this is a very... this is an impossibility that Shmuel should say such a thing. Hama'ukva beis dinei bekafri. Shein mokim, kafri was a place, samach lonu. Im nardo she Shmuel shamrochit mimenu, if nardoi is far away, so we can't speak with Shmuel personally, boy v'nishal marukve. Let's ask marukve. V'hu ayav bezn b'mei Shmuel k'dama b'mayit koten. The Rishash Tachsamer says that the kasha was, I mean, Kana held Shmuel would never have said such a thing. So it could be this person who said this over, B'shem Shmuel, wasn't a daiken. He did not, Shmuel never said such a thing. So they told him, let's go to Ma'ukve. Ma'ukve was a daiken, B'mili de Shmuel. So let's ask him if he heard of such a member from Shmuel. Bekitza, it seems they had a different etzah of chua shadru lekamei derav. They were mahapach the man da omrin, and they said as follows, that Karna had said tzricha get tzricha mir. Shmuel had said yesh dvorim begav. And they asked Rav, what does he hold? Now, what was the purpose of being mahapach the Bali members? So Rashi says, Avchu v'shadru l'kamei d'Rav b'shem Karna tzrichi getom here. They told Rav that Karna said you need getom here. U'b'shem Shmuel dvorim begav. And Shmuel had said, this is a very difficult thing. V'shadru l'kamei d'Rav leida im yoide l'divrei Shmuel shoyecholo kaladobo. That they're going to tell him that Shmuel said it's a very difficult concept to understand. They want to see if Rav will be made it to Shmuel. U'mishum d'Rav oyevei shol Shmuel hoyo afchuo. They wanted, Karna wanted to ask him that someone should say that's a very difficult concept, this get and meal. Ula yoyde l'divrei Karna shomroi b'shem Shmuel. So they told this over to Rav, that Karna had said you need both of them, and Shmuel tainid yesh dvorim begav. And they asked Rav, what does Rav hold? Omar lohu. So Rav said, Holikim tzricha get a tzricha mir. He is zicha need both. V'chaslai lezarei da'abe bar'abe d'nei mo'ochi. Chas v'shom Shmuel should say yesh dvorim begav. That means Shmuel was the son of Abe bar'abe. Shmuel would never say such a thing. So Rav had understood an Asik very well, and he knew what the right psak is. He said the right psak is, Yizicha need a get, and miyun. V'tayma mai. But now Rav is saying that you need get and miyun. So we can ask Rav, what's pshat in this combination? Omar Rav Ache bereide Rav Ike tzricho get shemo nisratze ho'ov b'kedushin tzricho miyon shemo loy nisratze ho'ov b'kedushin v'yaymru en kedushin toifsin ba'achoysa. Now let us see Rashi. So Rav had said Shmuel would never have said that there's a problem miyun and get. Chaslei lezarei da'abe barabe avu ad Shmuel have that a son of Abba barabe should say such a thing. So Rav explained what the reason is for these two inyonim, get and miyun. Utzricha miyun, shemo loy nisratze ho'ov b'kidusha. That means when she got married, this is a ketana that got married, the father was unaware b'shatoy what had occurred. And we'll see a lot depends on what the father will say and do when he finds out that she got married. Will he be happy with it? Will he be not happy with it? We'll see somehow this the father's rotzen later will have a tremendous effect if this kedushin is a kedushin or not a kedushin. So otzrich amir shema loy nisratza ha'ov b'kedushel. Maybe the father was not nisratza later. V'yaimru, that means we don't know. We don't have communication with the father. We don't know when the father heard about it. That means this kedushin, let's say, for all practical purposes, was made Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And perhaps the father heard about it Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. What the father said, we don't know. We have two tzadim. Maybe he was merutzah when he heard about it. Maybe he wasn't merutzah. We don't know exactly what the father's comment was when he heard about the actions of his small daughter. So, utzricha miyon shema loy nisratza ha'ov b'kidusheho v'yoymru ha'royesh yitzrachnu aget. If we'll say she needs a get from this husband. Now, we say she needs a get because we don't know exactly what the father's opinion was about this kedushin that his daughter made, so we're afraid maybe he was nisratza, and if he was nisratza, you need a get. So now he's going to give her a get. So haroye shitzrachnu a get sovo shenisratza of bikdushel. So he'll assume that it's really Bezdin was mevayer, that it was 100% he was mischatze. He said lachai and mazel. He was very happy about the soleisik. So it's a real grusha. That means that really what occurred. Vishuv, and if that is takichu, the father was merutzah. Ain kedushin taifsin loy ba'achoisa. So now if he's going to marry her sister, so he can't marry her. It's achois grushosai. Shachoyz kirushosay bekoret tersiv bechayel kol shebechayel v'kodesh shachoyza osay lafuka beloy get. So a tremendous kilkul might come out that if we will be satisfied with the get, the chumre, that means we don't know if the father was merutzah. So we'll be machmel. Let's assume he was merutzah. We say we need a get, but this get could bring kilkulim. Now, people might be under the impression that Bezna was Mevarer, Yizicha was Merutze, and Yizicha became his wife. So now, if later this person will decide to marry her sister, so everyone will say, well, the condition wasn't Chal. She's an Erve, she's a Chayiz Kirushosoi. So in order that people should not get this mistaken impression that we really know what happened, and that's why we are asking again, so we say, she has to make miyan also. Miyan? Miyan, so kochach miyan was only said by a kedushin darabonon. So now we're speaking about a kedushin darabonon. So we see that we have such a tzad also. Maybe she's not married minat toire to this person. Maybe the father wasn't merutze. So it's only a kedushin darabonon. So miyan, by leaving this person with the combination of get and miyun, so the world will get the message. We don't know if she's married mina teire, if she's not married mina teire. So memele, so after we say she can only get married after get and miyun, so we'll, people will see that we really don't know if she's married or not, so we'll know to act accordingly. If now this husband will marry her sister, we'll say give a get, because maybe she's only married me the Rabbonah. That was the purpose of having these two anhogis of get and miyun. Fine. But we have to go a little further to really understand what's happening over here. Yeah. Omar Rav Nachman. So al koponim, so now we understand the inyan of get and miyun. We are chayish shemen nisratzov, maybe not. So therefore we have this get and miyun. Omar Rav Nachman vuhu sheshitchay. Now this whole shash, we have to understand We're talking about a ktana. A ktana went on her own accord and was mitzkabu kedushin from someone without speaking to her father about it. And we're chalaming, maybe the father's maskim. I mean, why should we think of such a thing? The father ever said anything? So Rav Nachman says, v'husha shidchay, that we're speaking about, there was shidduchim first. They made tnoyim, and the father was by the tnoyim and those, and then, so we see the father is happy that he should be a future son-in-law by him. But then when it came to the kedushin, the father went away, he was on a business trip, and the daughter was getting impatient, so the daughter went, and he gave her kedushin. So here there's something to think about. Shemen Yischatzov, maybe the father, when he'll find out what happened, he'll agree. It's an avla mitzide. You don't go on a business trip and leave her so long without. So mamela, then there's a sofik of Shemen Yischatzov. But if was loishitchai, there's nothing but to talk about. I mean, why should I think that he's merutzah to such a kedushin without hearing from him an inkling that, he's masking for her to get married with this person. Zot Rashi. V'hu sheshitcha. Ho de yoma. That what Shmuel said. That what Rav said. Tzrich again. Kshashidach bo lovia koidem kedushin. That they made shiduchim before the kedushin she made. The ikal is spooky. Then we could think, there's a possibility to think, Shema Nisratze Kisheshama. Maybe when he heard it, he became Merutze. Vahavalu Kiddushin Lemafreya. Now, we have here a big problem to try to figure this out, to try to understand this. So, Abarashi is telling us, Rashi is putting the cards on the table. Rashi is telling us that means Chiddush of Rav Shmuel is v'chayi shemen ischatzov. Rav Nachman says you only chayi shemen ischatzov for shitcha. Right. But what happens if Taka was ischatzov later? Then she's married l'mafreya when she was mekabel the kedusha. So this is very difficult to understand. I mean, how can she become married l'mafreya b'shas when she was mekabel the kedusha? She's a ketana. She doesn't have a yad, she doesn't have das. I mean, there's so many cheschoinis over here. So how could this work retroactively? That if the father hears about it 10 weeks later that she was mekabel kedushin, he says, Baruch Hashem, mazel tov. So she's married for 10 weeks ago. How did she get married? This was a kabbalah of a ketana who doesn't have a yad and doesn't have das. So I saw in Atere Shmuel tried to say over his Loshin that we should understand a little bit the sugya. The Ra'or asked this kasha, Hales lo yad, she's a ktan, she doesn't have a yad, how could it become kedushin? So the Ra'or says, Amir de Kaloshin, a ktana doesn't have a yad, hani mili la'acha misas ovio. After the father dies, she doesn't have a yad. 100% she's a ktana. Avo bechayei ovio, calls man, the father's alive, yad didehu, her yad is his yad. V'loigora michatzeiroi shekoineloi sheloi midatoi bischus. So he gives a moshel, just like if you put something into my chotzer, and it's a schus for me to be zoiche, I'm koine it. So the same thing, if the yad of the ktano is his yad, is his yad for Kabbalah's Kedushin, and if it's a schus, it will help. So the Teresh Mu tries to explain the Ra'or as follows. The etzem aktana doesn't have a yad. No, when she's bereshus avia, yesh lo koyach kedushin al yedei she yesh lo koyach avia biyodo. That means that she could become mekudeshes because her father has a koyach in her yad that to make through her yad kedushin. Fine. So now there's one concept that we're saying that if the father's alive and she's Bereshus Avia, she could use this yad to make kedushin if the father is maskim. Now the father is unaware of this. So this goes with the concept of Zochin La'odom Shaloi Befonot. That means that if we would know that the father is maskim, that she should use her yad, which is in reality his yad, for kedushin, he's maskim to that, so she could then use this yad for kedushin. So that means her yad has a din of his yad. I mean, that's what the Ra'ah says. B'chayei avia yad didehu. Her yad is his yad. That means, so she has the koyach of avia in her yad to be mekabel kedushin. If the father's maskim for her to use this yad for kedushin. And that is the comparison to chotza. A chotza also is a lav bardas. A chotza doesn't have a yad. But a chotza is considered a yad for the owner of the chotza, because a chotza has the koyach of the bailam, just like the bailam could be zeiche something biyodai. So the koyach of the bailam lies in the chotza. So the chotza can also be kainer for the bailam if it's a schus for the bailam. So memele, the same thing, she is a koyach to marry herself off with her yad, which is really the yad of the father. The father is the bailus over this yad. The father controls this yad. If this is a schus, if this is a schus for him, so memele, so she can use the father's yad to make kedushin. That means the ingredients that are missing over here, there's missing das, there's missing a yad, whatever is missing, theoretically we have, because the koyach ha'av lies in her yad. The shaila is, can we use the koyach ha'av to make sure that this kedushin should become kedushin without approaching him, without asking him? And that there's a concept of zochel. If it's a schus for him, so we can use it. This yad could be used just like we use his chotza to be kainer for him. If it's a schus for him to be kainer, so we use his yad, which is her yad, to be kainer kedushin. If he's maskim to the kedushin, if it's a schus for him. Now he says one more shtickle. He says now by the din of zochel la'odom, he doesn't have to find out later. That means, let's say by a chotza, let's say the law gave a marshal of a chotza. If something fell into a chotza, a dova hefke fell into the chotza, the owner never found out about it, and then the owner died. So it's zicha, it's a schus to be koine, the dova shall hefke. Yizicha was koinit, zochel la'odom, and the Yoshim will take this, this chavitz. Zicha belongs to the father. I don't need that the father should find out about it and he should be merutze. So he explains that is by aschus gomo. By aschus gomo, we need that, we don't need Bechlal that he should find out about it later. This, that his daughter should get married, is not aschus gomo. It matters who the Edom is. There's a lot of factors involved. If he's merutza later, so that's igoli milsam afrei that it was aschus then. So therefore we need the later ritzui of the Av. And Rav Nachman just said one more vote. This, that what we are chayish, that the father was takim merutze, is only if there was shidduchim before. So we see that he was pretty well satisfied with this person to become his son-in-law. So then, I'm chayish, shemen ischatz av, when he found out about it. There was no shidduchim, there's nothing but to think about. I zichel only after cholim that he was merutze, with this kedushin, with this kabbalah's kedushin, and then lechayre you don't need anything. We'll see soon if you don't need anything or a get, you zicha don't need. So Rav Nachman says vahusha shitchay ula oma afilu miyin eina tzricha. Ula says this whole thing is this whole chshash. Maybe the father was merutze, and therefore we make this kugel. You need a get, and you need miyon because people think he was bad merutze. You don't have to cholam about it. Afilu miyon ein etzricha. If I don't know anything, and it was done behind his back, I don't have to clear anything. It's garnish, mit garnish, he's a ktane, and you don't even need me. That's what Ula said. So the Gemara asks, afal gav de shitrei? I mean, Ula, do you mean to say that even though there was shidduchim, you're not chay shemen ischatz ha'och? And Rav Nachman is saying a very good svara. By shitrei, tzich has something to think about. Maybe the father was merutze. So the Gemara says, man de masnu ho le masnu ho. The one who said over this memra of Ula, that afilu miyun ein etzriche, he did not say over the memra of Rav Nachman. So memele, so Ula is saying, by loy shitcha, you don't even need miyun. Let's see what Rashi says. Afilu miyun ein etzriche, shem maisek tane klum bechayevi. The whole thing is nothing. Metame gemora, afilu shitcha yama ula daf miyun ein etzriche. Mishani de masni ho loy masni ho. Man de masni plukte de ula de shmu. The one that said that ula is chaylek an shmu, and he holds afilu miyun ein etzriche, loy masni ad de shmu, Hai perusha de porish bo Rav Nachman vusha shitchai. That means the one that says that Ula holds that you don't need anything, and Shmuel holds nischaylik on Shmuel, this person never said that Shmuel is speaking about shitchai. Shmuel is speaking about loy shitchai, and on that is a machlokes Ula and Shmuel. That Shmuel says, afilu by loy shitcha, you need a get and miyun, and Ula says, you don't even need miyun. But by shitcha, then Ula would never have said, you don't need anything. That is the first lashon of the Gemara. Iked amri omar Ula, ktana sheniskatsho, sheloy ledas avio, afilu miyun eino tzricha. Let's say, Ikedami Amahula, Milsebape, Navshe, Humasnilo, Ikeda Amri held that this member of Ula was not said to be Chaylik and Shmuel, Voloya de Rav Shmuel, Ustomekoma, and Ula said a memre that you never need Mion, Voloishna Shitchai, Voloishna Loy Shitchai. This is the second Loshin. So according to Rashi, it comes out. According to the first Loshon, Ula never said by Shitcha, you don't need anything. And according to the second Loshon, Ule said, "Afilu by shitcha, you also don't need anything." Now let us just see two tais, and then we'll continue. Ktano sheniskatcho shaloi ledas aviyo. So now we have a shaila sheniskatcho. V'nire dohu adin benaro. By a nar, we can also have the same suffix. Ikechidish lal reishlokis ali b'derab Yehuda. That means. By a nara, Reish Lakish said, "Kmachloikis begerish and kach machloikis bekedushin." Reish Lakish said, according to the Tanna Kama, a nara can marry herself off without anything. You don't need the das of at all. So Taisa says, "Afar piken." According to Reish Lakish, what will be the din according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yadayim zeiches kacha," so a nara cannot be mekabel again. A nairo cannot be mekabel kedushin. So according to Reish Lakish, we'll have a shiloh. What if she was mekabel kedushin? The father was later mishatze. So this is not only negeya ktana, it's negeya nairo. According to Reish Lakish, alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. Ola Rabbi Yochanan alibe de kul alma. Rabbi Yochanan says that a nairo cannot marry herself off of via v'loihi. So now Taisa is a problem. So if we will say that Sai according to Reish Lakish, Sai according to Rabbi Yochanan, this Shaila is Naigeya a Kedusha Nairo also, so why did he speak about Avke Ketane? Because this chumre that we said it has a din of kedushin derabbonon that she has to be mamayin also, so this only works by a ktana. Dein miyun benayro kediyomar admosai habas mamaenis hachetovi beisayres. He says, the Gemara says that when she becomes a Gedoyla, even though it's still Kedushay Katnas, that means, let's say, the sister married her off when she was a Ketana, and now she became a Gedoyla, but she still only married me, the Rabbonan, me and will not help anymore. So that is why, if Rav and Shmuel said that by this issues, we need two matirim, with a cheshbin, you need a get, shema nisratza, you need miyun, shema loy nisratza, this cheshbin will only apply by a ktana. By a naira, we can't say you need miyun because there's no concept of miyun. Hakaponim, by a ktana that we do say, there's a kedushin derabbonon shetzricha miyun. That means derabbonon, for some reason, they were misakin that she should become mekudesh midarabonam, and she needs miyun to be oikah this kedush. Man de masni ha le masni ha. So first place she brings down shitas Rashi. Perish pekuntres man de masni plukte du ulade Shmuel. The one that mentioned the plukte du ulade Shmuel. The one that said that Ula is choylik on Shmuel and Ula holds you don't even need miyun, he did not mention that Shmuel is speaking about b'dishodich. Loi masni ad Shmuel hay perish the parish barav nachmu vushe shitchay. Hele sova doma Shmuel b'loi shitchay mishmachi poli galay. He says, so that's the first lashon of the Gemara. That so according to the first lashon, shodich ula is also moide that you need. Could be need get, you need meal. Ula is only chaylik on loy shodich, and he did not hear that Shmuel is speaking about shodich. Else he wouldn't have been chaylik on him. Iked amri yama ula afilu miyun ein etzricha. Perish bekuntres v'afilo shitchoy. The second lashon holds that ula holds afilo by shitchoy. You don't even need me. Now, where did Rashi see this? Is that dochke leforish came that the second lashon holds that you don't need me in afilo by shitchoy. The ibeloy shitchoy davke. If we'll say that davke beloy shitchoy, ula holds you don't need me in. What's the difference between these two lashonis? The first lashon held that Shmuel is speaking about loy shitchoy, and therefore he said you don't need mien by loy shitchoy. The second lashon is also saying by loy shitchoy you don't need mien. So what's the difference between two lashonis? So therefore Rashi said that the second lashon held that afilu by shitchoy also you don't need mien. The kosher, so Taisa says, the einzu svara loima. It's not a svara to say that there's such a machloikis between these two lashonis. She take chaluke kol kach do la'el porich bigmore. Before on the first lashon, when Ula said you don't need me, and so the Gemara is afagav the shitchay. Ula, do you mean to say afilu shitchay you don't need me? Alme svira le Gemara shadovo poshetu. It's very modern to say such a pshat. Lekach nira l'ri l'forich. V'le'ule lo'ymairi aledavke b'loy shitchay. The whole ule is speaking about loy shitchay. V'yesh chilek, so what is the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon? V'yesh chilek peinike da'amri lishnekame, the lishnekame polik adarav shmuk the perish bekuntres. The man, the masni pluk the dul adarav shmuk. That means that according to the first lashon, rav shmuk holds a filum of the loishit chai. You also need me in the get. Or at least me, we'll see. In that ula says, you don't need even me, if it's loy shitchay. So there's a machloikis by loy shitchay between Ula and Rav Shmuel. Lekach, ikid amri, the kulam is sviri. The loy poli got the Shmuel. There's no, he's not chelek and Shmuel. That means Shmuel also holds, but the loy shitchay don't need anything. Emil seba peinav shitma, beloy shitchay, ma'amachode, beloy plik. So according to the Ikeda Amri, Shmuel speaking about Shitchai, you need get and meal. And Nula speaking about Loi Shitchai, so you need nothing. And according to the first Loshen, Shmuel holds by Loi Shitchai, you also need meal, and we'll see perhaps get. Now let us go further. Bekitza, we have here a member of Ule. We have a member of Ule that says you don't need meal. According to Rashi, afilu by shitchay. And according to Taisa, dafke by loy shitchay. Frekte gemore, mosiv rav kahane, so if kahane esta kashan Ule. We learned the first Mishnah in Yevomis says as follows. First Mishnah Yevomis says that Chomesh Esrei Noshim Poitres Tzoreiseyim V'Tzoreis Tzoreiseyim Min Achalitza Bin Ayibu, which means that if you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven has two wives, wife number one is an Erva on Shimon. It's his daughter, it's his mother-in-law. Akash Evamais, we have 15 cases. That the wife of Reuven is an erva on Shimon. So the Mishnah says that when Reuven dies, two things. Number one, the erva does not fall the Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum on the erva. And number two, the second wife also doesn't fall the Yibum. That's Chomesh Esrei Noshim, Poitrei Tzoreiseyim, Betzoreis Tzoreiseyim, Minachlitzim, Ma'yibum, Matzev, Kol Adonis. That's what the Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah woman enumerates all 15 arrives. Now, at the end of the Mishnah says as follows, V'kulam, that what we said, that these tes vov arayis pater atzore, that is dafke if they were wives to the husband when he died. He had two wives. He was married to an erva of Shimon, and he was married to another woman, then the erve will pater the tzore to Shimon. But what is the din imesu? What is if the erve died before Reuven died? That means, so when Reuven died, he's only dying with one wife. There's no Elva that's falling Liyibun because she died before. Vikulam imesu. She died before. Oimianu, or she was Memayin before Reuven died. Oinis Garshu, or she got a get from Reuven before he died. Oishinim to islandess, we found that she's an islandess, so it's Kedushe Tois. Toreseyem Mutoris. So then the din is, did Tzores fall to Yibum? Because when Reuven died, the Tzore was not a Tzores Erve. The Erve was not married to him anymore by one of these four processes. Meisu, Mienu, Nizgarshu, Shinim Tzailunis. Toreseyem Mutoris. Now let us see, before we go further, let us see how Rashi explains this above in the Mishnah. V'kulom, tesvo v'arayis. Sheshaninu biyevame shepoitre soreisein v'tzore soreisein min achalitz min ha'ibu. V'yalef lo mikro, we learned this out from a posik. Shoha erve aneifeles liyibum lifnei korev. An erve that is falling liyibum to a korev of hers. Shehi olav v'korez, that is a chi of korez. If he'll be miyab mother, zechi of kores. Ptura. So we learn now from a posik, she doesn't fall a yibu. Number one. And number two, upaiteres tzorosa. And the tzora also doesn't fall a yibu. The kulon arayis. Now all these 15 arayis, imesu, koidim shemes habal. If they died before the baal died, so it comes out when the baal died, his second wife was not a tzora to an erve. Oy mianu bebal, or they were mamayin bebal again before he died. Oy nizgarshu, or the shemeis when he died. He's a guy. The shemeis when he died. V'nofla tzora lefnei hayavam loy tzora selva hoyso. She wasn't a tzora selva. V'loy potra erve tzora sel. So then the erve doesn't pater the tzora. Umutoris liyavam. Then the yavam could be miyavam the tzora. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, uktoni bitoi. Now, one of these chamesh esrei arayis is bitoi. That means Reuven married Shimon's daughter, and it says Shimon's daughter was memayin in Reuven when Reuven was alive. So now when Reuven dies, so Shimon could be Miyabim the Tzore, because Bishas Misas Reuven, she was not a Tzore's Erve. So now we have a very interesting case that Shimon's daughter was able to make Miyun. She made Miyun, and her father's alive. Now the only case of Miyun that we know normally is Yisayma. For Yisayma, father died, so then there's a condition that Rabbon, and she can marry off herself, her mother can marry, her brothers can marry her. Bekitsa, then we know there's a din of Miyun. But over here, we're speaking about that her father didn't die. She's falling Liyibun to her father. And it says if she made Miyun before her husband died, So the tzore, well, you're able to be miyabim the tzore. So how do we have such a case that the father should be alive and she should be able to make miyim? Yeah, so let us see now Rashi. Toni bitoi boisan tesvov v'koma di miyano, if she was memayin b'chaye achi avir, that means her husband. She was memayin when her husband was still alive. Shehu baito. Umeis la'acha miyun, and then he died after miyun. Tzorosa misyabemes lavir. So then her father came miyabim the tzore. Alme yeshlonu bitoi mema'enes. We have a case that a daughter could be memayim in her husband b'chaye avia, and her father was still alive. How is there such a possibility that her father should be alive and she could be nifka mirshus baila with me? So the Gemara says, so let's understand. Nikitshama, let's go back to the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Who married her off to the brother? Ilema Dikitsha Via, if her father married her off to the brother, so she's married min hatayra to the brother. The me and sagila, so me and the sufficient. Get ma'alya boy, so you need a get. Hello, love, so mistame, this is pshat in the Mishnah. The kitcha ihi navsha, she married off herself. And the father didn't know about it. And later the father found out. Uktoni the boy mion, and it says that his mion is akashan ule. Ula had said, let's say, dval according to Rashi, we'll see Tosis, how Tosis makes good according to the other pshatim. But let's say, according to the second pshat in Rashi, that Ula had said, bein shitcha, bein loy shitcha, there's nothing, a fool of me in loy tzricha. There's no such concept, she married off herself, it's nothing, you don't need me, it's nothing. So the Gemara is akasha, so what did Ula do with this Mishnah? Here we're saying, the father's still alive, And because she's falling liim to the father, and if she made miyun, so she's ois wife to the husband, and the father ki b'miyam de tzore. This was the kasha of Rav Kahane. So he said, "Hum oisiv lo v'hum mefark." Well, he asked this kasha, and he said it there. It's not such a gefelach kasha. Could be that speaking about the Mishnah as follows. That means her father first married her off to Beryl. And they made Nisuin. So the minute they make Nisuin, she's out of the rishus of her father. He has no more shlita over her. Now this Beryl died or gave her a get. But she's already out of the rishus of the father. So now she can marry us. So she's called a Yisoima B'chaye Yoviyo. That means that just like Chazawa Mesakin, you can marry off a Yisoima. Just like Chazawa Mesakin, you can marry off a Yisoima. You can marry her off also. So that's the story. So it's no problem. We don't have to say this is the case. That's talking about Kitchish Leila Dasaviyah and Arayik Kinegadullah. No, it's talking about a different case. They'll make problems. It's speaking about the father made Nisuin once, so she's out of his Rishus. Now she's a din of a Yisayman, and her mother married her off. She married herself off, and now she can be Mamayin. So they don't have to. So this is the case of the Mishnah, so there's no problem. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, so the Gemara is, how's it speaking about? If the father married her off, so then she becomes Ois wife with me, the father has a koyach to marry off his daughter. So the Moshe says, so Mestama, we have to say it's speaking about the Kitcha Ihi Navsha, Shalayla Dasaviyah. She married herself off without the father knowing, and now we say you need Mia. Is Akasha Nula. So Moshe Rafkana said, no, it's the Mishnah speaking about Maise Yisoyme Bechayeyov. The Mishnah is speaking about that she has Adin Yisoyme Bechayeyov. Kigoy. Shehisiya Oviya La'acha, a father made Nisuin. He married her off, he made Nisuin to someone. Then his Amalon, that person died, Oinis Garsha Bikatnusa. So now she's completely out of the Rishus of her father. Shrehi Bechayaviya Ki Yisayma. She's like a Yisayma. That means he is no more Shlita over her. The Kivin Shehisiya, the minute he made Nisuin, Ain Laviya Rishus, but period. He has no Rishus over her. V'achrei kein, so afterwards, Kitshi Yisatzma L'Achiyaviya, she married herself off. Dahani Kiddushin, the boy Miyun. This kedushin you need means shloyalo lahamtim es das aviyo. Here you don't need the father's das. Forget, she's out of the father's rishus. She's like a yisayma. Obemiyun sagilu, and on this issues miyun is sufficient. Then maisek tane klum, This whole ishus is at the rabbon the geishus. The tikkun nesu in lektana she'ein la'ov. They were masakin a ktana that doesn't have a father, so they should be able to marry her off. Shlayina gubo minek hefker. So Rashi holds she can marry herself off, or her mother can marry off, her brothers can marry off. So kaponim. So it's no problem. So it's no kasha. So Rav Kahana, who asked the kasha, answered the kasha. Now this was a kasha on Ula. Ula said, "Afilu mi yinein tzorich." So we had a kasha on Ula. Let us see Taisvis. Elo de kicha nafsho, uktoni de boy miyun, utiyuvte de Ula. So this is a kasha on Ula. The oma afilu miyun eina tzricha. This is a kasha on Ula. Vim Taima, so Taisha says, so only Ula is the only problem over here. Lishmuel Minich, according to Shmuel, was also Shver. For Iu the Oma, the boy get Bahadi Mion. Shmuel said, in this case, what you wanted to say, speaking about Kitchish Leila Dasavia, so you need Mion. Fine, Akasha Nula. But according to Shmuel, is also Shver. He says, you need to get in Mion. And the Mishnah says, "V'kulon shenis garshu oimiyanu." So it's speaking about two different cases. Either she got a get, or she was mamayin alone. So this is, so the way you wanted to say pshat, the Mishnah, it's not only shver on Ula, shver on Shmuel also. So what is happening with Ula? That's Taisvis Kashi. V'im taima l'shmuel mineche, v'iyu da'oma, the boy get padi miyun, v'hochi koma oimiyanu, the mashmet the loy boy get. So it's shver according to everyone. I mean, why are you asking only according to Shmuel? V'yeshloima, so Taisva says, b'yeshloima l'shmuel l'koshalei midi. Shmuel doesn't have any problems. The ikal l'meima, so here Taisva says, p'santosantazach, the la'el mayri b'shidech. That what Shmuel said, that you need a get and miyon. So it's talking about this attack, a real Sophic, Shema Nisratza, or Shidech. So it's something to think about, Shema Nisratza of, maybe not, I can't say for sure, maybe it wasn't Nisratza, maybe it wasn't Nisratza, so there we need a get, and we need meal. Mean is maybe it wasn't Nisratza. Bishlam Mishmulaykat Medikal, maybe Dilel Mayri B'Shidech. V'hochem Mayri B'Diloy Shidech. So it could be this Mishnah speaking about B'Diloy Shidech. And B'Diloy Shidech. So between you and me, I don't have to think of Nisratza. But it seems, just like Shmuel said, that by Shidech, there's a Tzad Shemo Loi Nisratza. And they said, she's married me the Rabbonon and she needs me. So B'Diloy Shidech, which is Vaday Loi Nisratze, like 100%, but there were Mesakin that me the Rabbonon, she needs meal. That's Shmuel. Dikolamem, the Leil Ma'irib, the Shidech. Then he says, you need get and meal. Vachem Ma'irib, the Loi Shidech. Alochi Le Matzrich, Elo meal. Fine. So Shmuel, we don't have problems. I can say Shmuel learned Pshat is speaking about the Loi Shidech, and but the Loi Shidech, then there's no din get because you don't have the klar of Nisratze. There's a din meal. Elo, elulule koshe. The imayri b'lishidech. If it's speaking about Shidech, and Tosfos wanted to say that Ula is moida to Shmuel by Shidech. Get to me a boy, l'peirish li. L'lish nedike da amri. O l'peirish akun, so my male vit Shidech, so then you need get to me. So it's all good, it's as mean as you know. L'peirish akun, tris afilu mien lay tzorech. You don't need mien. According to the second lotion, afilu b'de Shidech. V'imayri b'de loy Shidech, afilu mien lay tzorech. Ben l'peirish akun, tris ben l'peirish li. Everyone, Shmuel holds, Ula holds, you don't need mien. So my male, so but it's a very interesting concept we see from Taisvis, and I saw that even though I can assume it was Leinis Ratzah, al koponim, if she made the kedusha, this is not a yisoy mebachay evia. This is a new concept. Uzicha loy nisratza ha'ov, because it's loy shidech. I get you don't need. Vafal pikein, they were mesakin kedushin the rabbonon that you need miyum. I mean, this is a gewaldike concept. I saw Mishnah Salevi, he's moir like this. Bishloime, before we ask the kasha, how do you have a combination, get and miyum? We didn't understand. So Moir said, no, let's not tell you. If you give a get, people might think it's real issues, she need miyum also. So they made a kedushin the rabbonon al kaponim that they shouldn't come out a kilkul from the get. So fine. So when you have a get, you need me and also. So that's a chazal made a takone that she's married me the rabbonon, even though she doesn't fall into the category of kedusha ktana. Kedusha ktana is afkabaye yisayme. But they made these issues in order to prevent kilkulim. But here Taisus is saying a mayor dikechidush. Taisus is saying b'deloy shidech. So there's no kilkul whatsoever. You don't need a get. You still need miyum, which is amar de kechidish. That means, even though this is not the kedusha ketana which Chazal were mesaken, she is a father, she's not a yisoyme, she went married herself. So Chazal, I mean, there's amar de kechidish in Taisus. So I saw in Mishnah Salevi, he tainas, in Emerson you see the same svara in Kalna. When Kalna started off, Kalna's whole kasha was, he doesn't understand the combination. In get, lomba miyan, and miyan, lomba get. But each one basunda he understood. The combination he didn't understand. So from Kana we see the way Taisvis is saying. There is a concept that this should be considered when she married herself off. She's not a Yisoyma. The father is not Nisratze. It's a Kedushin Darabon and you need miyan. Somebody the Kechidish. But Al Kaponim, that's what we see from our Gemara.